You are now listening to The Lance Gerv Show, the boldest spot on internet radio.
Jazzy Jazzilla Kong. Now, you know, you've been around the world. Doesn't mean anything bad. But, you know, one thing I never hear you talk about is love. Have you ever been in love? What do you think of love? Have you experienced that? Have you felt that feeling?
Lance, I talk about love a lot because I have been in love. I'm always in love. It's just that nobody's in love with my black ass back. So I'm always in love. I just need to find a motherfucker to reciprocate that love in return back to my black ass. But I'm always in love.
Everything, an emotional 69.
Even my pimps up, hold down experience, that was love. I love Snooki. I still kind of have love for the dude to this day. But I kind of have more hate for him than I do love. So that's where it ends at. But it all started with love. Even in, with my mishap in Arizona, even though I was completely out of my mind, I allowed myself to be vulnerable and really love this dude. And I still care about him. That's why he ain't dead. That's why he's still standing. Ain't nothing happened to him, even though he tried to get his whole raggedy linebacker-built family after me. Ugly, fucked-up sisters, fat, ugly, light-skinned bitch. Whom, if I see today, see, because I ain't love none of them hoes. I'm going to crack each and every one of y'all in y'all face. So I hope, I pray every day because I'm trying to be a better me, that I never see these hoes before I leave and move to the ATL. But if I do, I'm going to bust you bitches in your fucking face. I'm going to stick a pin in one of you hoes and watch you bust. Watch all the air bust out of your fat ass. Because some of y'all, I mean, y'all young and y'all fat and sloppy. But him, Bookie, call into the show, Daddy. Tell your story. Speak your truth. You know, Snooki called in. Of course, he told a bunch of lies. But, I mean, you're welcome to call in and tell lies. And we want to hear your lies. Because I already told the truth, but, you know, the world knows how it goes. It's usually a woman telling the truth, and a man, I mean, he just comes up with whatever story that, I don't know, whatever story he can think of, because it damn sure ain't the one I remember. It's not the one I was involved in, or remember, or was a part of, but somehow, this nigga, you know, just off the top of his head, just, you know, that's the story that he goes with. And you welcome, my baby, to call in and express that. Love, so many things I've got to tell you, but I'm afraid I don't know how. 'Cause it's a possibility that you look at me differently. Lance, I love you. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. 'Cause love, Lance, I love you, I love you.
I love you too, Jazzy. That's, you know that, baby.
That's love.
That's right. It's a special kind of love.
It's that special
kind of love because it goes beyond time zones. It's that special kind of love because it goes beyond state lines, but you can't be charged for it. It's that special kind of love because it's always there, like that bedrock, like that strong foothold. It's immovable, sweetheart. Look at that. I'm the kind of guy. Look, I'm immovable. Look down my footprints in history on YouTube, on SoundCloud, on WordPress. Look at
that nigga. You that nigga. I only fuck with that nigga. You gotta be that nigga in them streets for me to fuck with you. So you that nigga in these YouTube streets.
But you know, not only that, sweetheart, but you know, look, whatever I say, you know, people back me up on it because they know it's the truth, because I'm not just a fabrication of the internet. It's the real life coming to the internet. But no, I'm not just an internet entity. I don't have to hide behind a picture, a false picture, or a computer. I live it. I keep my camera with me all the time. I've been doing this for decades, long before there was the internet, long before there was Facebook. The stories I tell come before everything, before social media.
Me too. That's why we together.
Exactly. That's why you're my bottom bitch. It doesn't
see,
get no
my
more
shit
bottom
came
than
before
that.
Pimps Up, Hoes Down and American Pimp and all that shit. I was in them streets.
Real recognizes real.
I was Black China before Black China. I was in them streets. But I don't need to be. I'm not trying to be a Kardashian friend. I don't need to be solidified by Kris Jenner. I'm definitely not going to fuck her fat, ugly son to get notification or notoriety, if that's the word I'm looking for. I'm definitely not going to do that.
Sweetheart, you came before them. Trust me, you came before them, and they're cheap, watered-down versions at best, trying to strive to your heights, to your levels. It's just that Hollyweird acknowledges
weird.
Them. It's weird. That's right.
I do want future, though. I do want future.
He's in your future.
I want a tattoo. I want a tattoo on my finger. Like, y'all thought it was a drought? I mean, I want him to play me like I'm stupid because he made that bitch look straight fugazi. But I'm willing to go down that road because that's future. And I see y'all out there in the comment section. Every time somebody mentions future, it just pisses y'all the fuck off. I can't help it.
Tell us okay? about it.
I can't help it. Future fine as hell. He's sexy. He everything. You not. It's not my fault. You know, y'all need to get y'all future game up. I don't know what the fuck it is. I mean, one nigga was like, well, he a fake. You just like him because he a fake thug and he a fake. I mean, last I checked, he was a fucking a musical genius. I mean, the dude does know how to put a song together, even though he really talking loud and ain't saying a damn thing. But the way that he, in which he says it, I mean, it's brilliant. Just like Prince, I mean, what the fuck is a when doves cry? You know what I mean? When doves cry. What the fuck is that when you actually get down to the rooter, to the tutor? He really ain't saying shit, but it's still brilliant. That's what makes Prince a musical genius, because what he does well. And that's not some shit that everybody can do, because if everybody could damn do it, we'd all be doing it. We'd all have hit records right now. We'd all be singing when doves cry. Prince ain't the best singer, you know, so it's obvious that he's a genius in other areas of the music business, just yes. like Future. He not fucking, let me see, who would be a great rapper? He not KRS-One. He not Public Enemy, you know, but he's dope. You can't take that from him. He's dope. He tall. He beautiful. He got dreadlocks, which most of us seen the flip-flop for. He say stupid shit out his motherfucking mouth, which makes him even more sexier. He talks about a past to which he probably ain't never damn lived. He talk about living in a trap house, selling dope, and doing all this here and this, that, and the third, which he probably ain't never motherfucking did. But that makes him even more beautiful, because that lets me know, you know what, Future is vulnerable. He broken, and Janelle wants a broken, fucked up, raggedy ass country bumpkin nigga that can't put two sentences together. He don't know 2 + 2. He got 8 baby mamas, but he is coming on around the mountain, and he bringing himself on in, and he turned his life around, and he used his creative ability, because I connect with creative people, with artists, with, I mean, whether you're a musician, a singer, a dancer, actor, I don't give a fuck. I connect with you because that is what I am.
Yes,
you know, I have always been in school for performing arts, and since I was little and shit like that. I write. I'm not a singer, but I can sing. You know, you can put me in the choir and I can hold it.
Oh, you got a good
I'm not
voice.
A rapper, but I can write. And like Cameron said, everybody got a 16, Lance. Hell, even you can bust a 16. Right here, right now, you know, you a writer, so we got that. But Future, I mean, he's beautiful. He is absolutely beautiful, and his swag is undeniable, whatever the fuck swag is. I'm a little sick of that word, but his persona is dope. You can't take that away from the dude. I mean, I want to jump on him. I want to do the sit and spin. I mean, it may seem like I want to do that to a few niggas, and I do, but Future, I mean, he one of them niggas that could, like I said, he can call me at 3 a.m. I could be taking care of my youngest daughter. I'm telling you, I'm going to stop what the fuck I'm doing. I'm going to go see what Future wants. Because he that important to me, even though I don't mean shit to him. But that's the type of nigga I love and I embrace. Because, I mean, I feel in my mind, you know, I can change him. He gonna be all right. I can save his soul. Yes, Lord. Because he damn sure done saved mine. You hear me, Len? He done saved my soul.
Tell it.
He ain't really done nothing yet, but he done saved it. Yes, indeed. He got me. I want to be right. I want to be righteous. And I'm moving to the ATL, shawty. You hear me? I'm moving to the ATL just so I can be closer. And I can be on my path to being one of his 10th baby mama, maybe. Because if I have another baby, that's the path it's going to be on. Sorry. And I'm going to be on the Landscurve show talking about, well, you know, I'm for the niggas and the bitches. Because I'm still in that circle with the niggas and the bitches. And, you know, it's a bad job, in the words of Bishop Don Juan. But somebody got to do it. It ain't easy. It ain't easy being one of the bitches, one of the hoes. But somebody got to do it. And not for nothing, for the hoes, shout out to all y'all, because this is our year. That's why Jazzy finna blow the fuck up. But I'm going to do it different. I'm going to be the best hoe ever. Because I'm going to do it totally different. I'm actually going to come in the door with real talent. You know, I'm not just going to show up and show out with my wholeness. No. I'm going to take my wholeness to a whole nother level. I'm going to educate myself. On all levels, as far as like speaking another language. My books will already be out. I know I'm gonna be on the New York Times bestseller, because I don't see it no other way.
Yes, indeed.
I'm actually gonna come in the door with talent. So I'm somebody who actually, as far as me just talking to Lance, this is not a fly by night for me. I mean, I used to, those of you from Brooklyn, I used to host a show called Flex in Brooklyn with Ozzy and Ahmad back in the day. And I used to have to walk around and interview people and things like that. I remember interviewing the Boucher Wright when Blade first came out. So, you know, Janelle's not somebody that just came and flew in. No, she's not new to this.
That's
this
right.
Bitch has covered this. She has, you know, she has educated herself on all levels. I went to school for film and television in New York City. I didn't finish, but hey, I went. You know, some of y'all ain't went to nobody school. So, you know, I'm not just, you know, some big old dumbass bitch. But I take this serious. I take everything that I do serious. And, I'm China. You know, shout out to her. Because, like I said, me and her, we used to kind of argue on Twitter and shit like that back in the day over Chad Johnson and what up, Maya? Because that was his Beyonce at the time. And I used to tell Maya, me and her used to have deep conversations because she thought she was just all that. And she was all that. I mean, this bitch was bad as hell. You hear me, Lance? Mm-hmm. I mean, on the scale of bad, you couldn't get no badder than her.
Like that, huh?
Oh, she was like Indian, African, one, something like that. And her daddy was rich, royal. Like, she born with a fucking platinum spoon in her mouth. That type of bitch. And I think she started dating Tyrese, too, after him for a long time. But she thought that, you know, she was a prized possession. And Chad would, I mean, he's lucky to have her. And he would never cheat on her for, you know, none of these bum bitches. And I was trying to tell her, I was like, you don't know nigga. You don't specialize in nigga, because I do, bitch. I mean, I wouldn't give a fuck. Bitch, you can be top of the line, and this bitch was top of the line. A nigga leave you for Sinead Ray Puka Pop Pop around the corner with 7 kids and 8 baby daddies, and one of her baby daddies could be that nigga brother, and he'll leave you for that bitch right there. Brother. If you think I'm lying, ask every black bitch on the motherfucking planet who she done been left for. 9 times out of 10, it's a bitch that she least, like, I'm talking least expected, and looked at that nigga like, is this nigga shitting me? I mean, because I got a few of them stories. I got a few. I mean, Jazilla here was like, you know, at the top of her game. And I done been left for a bitch that looked like Magilla Gorilla, that didn't have no education, couldn't read, write, spell, lost custody of all of her motherfucking kids. And I'm talking didn't have custody of none of them.
But why is it like that? Why is it like that? Why is it that the other woman that the man leaves, not you, but just that stereotypical woman,
is
always a busted...
Throw me in there.
No. I'm being kind, but I'm just saying that you're speaking your experience. But no, but it's always, they always say, I want to see who it is. And they look and they expect this gorgeous, drop-dead, supermodel, rich, whatever. And
because
this...
that's how, as a woman, that's how we do it. That's how black women do it. If we leave a nigga, Trust me, it's going to be, say, if I leave, who can I just throw out there? If I leave the local rapper in the hood, I'm going to be with Future. It's going to be Future. It's going to be somebody. He ain't going to be the local nigga in the hood. Oh, I could have just stayed with the local nigga in the motherfucking hood. Why the fuck would I leave a local nigga in the hood to go be with the nigga that raps in his mama's basement? He ain't even left the basement of rap yet. He just in the basement. He ain't got no producer, no DJ, no nothing. This nigga's in the basement. All he got is a thought and an idea. That's what the fuck he got. So I'm going to leave a thought and idea, motherfucker.
No. All he has is a thought and an idea.
Right. But that's what a nigga in niggerdom, in the land of niggerdom, that is what they do. And I tried to tell this bitch that, and Chad, showing the hell enough, left this bitch for a bit. I mean, this bitch was beneath me, beneath four bitches around the corner named Kiki. I mean, she was just, she was just one of them. She was a stripper, but she was an old stripper. You know, one of them strippers that just was there too long, ain't nothing really cute about her. Mm-hmm. Black, nappy head, ashy bitch. You know, not how niggas feel like if she was mixed, if she was... No, this bitch is mixed with ugly nigga and ugly bitch. That's the fuck she mixed with. And then had a baby with her. And then had a baby with her. And then he kept cheating on her with Black China. And I felt like, well, Maya's my friend, you know. So I should maybe say something, because Maya was just, she's just a precious girl. And you, in my mind, I'm like, you know, everybody probably want to fuck with her because she's born rich and she's beautiful. I mean, of course she done had surgery and all that, but shit. Goddamn me, if I'm born rich, that's the fuck I'm doing too. Why the fuck be ugly? You know, you rich, you loaded, you spending somebody else's money. It's not like it's your shit. So why be ugly? But... yeah, she was just top of the line bad as far as I'm concerned, whether she bought it or not. Because listen, people, sometimes you can buy that shit and it still don't work. Ask Khloe Kardashian. Sometimes that shit don't matter. So he left her for a piece of shit bitch. Like I told her, because I know niggas. I might not have all these other degrees, a doctorate and all this old other shit, but I got a doctorate in niggerdom. Trust and believe that. I got a bachelor's degree in that bitch, and I'm telling you, I don't give a fuck where you get a nigga from. You can go all across the globe. A nigga is a nigga is a nigga. Do you hear me?
No matter how you say
it. Unless you Lanskirt. I mean, it's a few guys. Hey, I said they at Black Friday every leap year. Okay, so it is good men out there, but you got to catch them during leap year on Black Friday at the Best Buy. And it's only going to be 5 put out there, all right? So if you ain't there for them 5 put out during leap year at Best Buy, during Good Friday or Black Friday, during leap year now, don't you go every year, bitch. It's leap year. It's leap year. God didn't make that many. There's not that many of these niggas, but... they do exist. They do exist, but on a regular basis, it's just gonna be a nigga. He gonna be a nigga. You got fancy niggas. You got polished niggas, but they still niggas at the end of the day. Fancy niggas, like, you know how you got designer jeans. It's still a pair of jeans, though. It's no different than the fucking jeans that don't have a dang brand to it, but. You know, but they polished. Like, I would consider Denzel a designer nigga, you know, because something about him to me says nigga. Like, it say all the way nigga. Like, he do all the way nigga shit. Like, when you read about Denzel, you hear about him. I mean, he fucking Sanaa Lathan. He fucking all these bitches in Hollywood. But ain't even you scratching your head like, ain't that motherfucker married? Don't that motherfucker got a wife? Her wife, you know, you thinking his wife is the luckiest bitch on the planet, but then when you start scratching your head and listening to the stories and hearing all the shit that's going on, it's like, nah, this bitch ain't no more luckier than any motherfucking other black bitch. She ain't no more luckier than we is. This bitch been sitting there crying just like I was. She been setting up all goddamn night talking about some Red Denzel. Do this bitch he fucking. I'm going to get this bitch. She wasn't no different than I was. This bitch was going through the same nigga Bullshit. Because you know why, Denzel? He is a nigga. He a fancy nigga. That's all he is. He is a designer nigga. He a motherfucker. He is a Versace and shit. That's all he is. He fucking Versace, but he's still a nigga. A nigga is a nigga. And I just can't, you know, I can't see it no other way. So, you know, Poe Meyer, I mean, well, she moved on. I mean, she went to Tyrese, who is another fancy nigga. Well, not, he ain't even fancy. He just a nigga. He ain't even fancy because he just a big mouth ass nigga that talk all the goddamn time like he know everything and just about everything. Don't you be hearing him talking, don't you, Lan? He just be talking all the damn time.
I know. I noticed that.
Right. You do that, then what? It's like, what the fuck do this nigga be talking about? What do he be talking about?
Life in general, I guess.
What life, though? Who is this? When did this motherfucker become a politician? I mean, he is fine now. And I would certainly do the sit and span for him, too. And no hands. Yes, indeed.
Uh-oh.
But when you that fine, I don't want you to talk. I just want you to shut the fuck up. I don't want you to talk. Like, you, if you see a bad bitch, Lan, you don't want, for some of you, you don't want that bitch to talk because that could mess it all up.
That's true.
That could take everything, and that's what Tyrese does for me. He takes everything away. Like, just shut the fuck up, nigga. Stop trying to be politically correct. I don't want you to be correct. I want you to be fucked up and stupid. That's what I want you to be.
Lord.
So, yeah, I got a PhD in niggerdom, Lance. So just because you cute and you light and you got that pretty baby picture, don't think I don't see through you.
You see through the game.
Lance tried to put that baby picture up. He threw y'all off, didn't he? He didn't get Janelle. No, no.
You know all the tricks.
Yes. He put that baby picture right on up there. He is so, and I'm talking, Lance is the cutest baby in the whole wide world.
Aww.
But don't you think I don't see through that? I see cute little boys all day, every day. They just be running around here. I'm like, look at this little nigga. Look at this little motherfucker. He just cute.
That's like the other trick when men walk with their kids to the mall. Like, they'll say, okay, they'll go to the baby mama, the wife, and say, I'm going to take just me and my little girl, me and my little boy. They don't realize that the wives don't realize that, or the baby mamas don't realize. I was about to say husbands. What kind of? I didn't mean that. But they don't realize.
They don't realize what?
How much of a booty magnet that is with women. Women say, oh, look, he's walking with his little baby. And it's here they come. You didn't know that, did you?
No, so I didn't.
For the women out there listening, be careful when your man wants to just take your the child that you have to the mall. Better when they're in a stroller, but when they're just barely walking.
That's a booty magnet, because I don't want to talk to no motherfucker with a stroller.
No.
What kind of ass you getting?
No, but I'm saying a lot of women, they melt at that sight when they see a man with his child and they're walking and he's looking at the child and bonding and buying them things, little ice cream cone, and oh, that's so sweet. It just makes a woman's womb flip-flop.
Shit, that made me start calculating. Like, that's had to take away from me. What about me? He's sitting up there buying his baby all this shit. What about me? What about my pair of shoes? How many trips to fucking Aldo am I going to get out of this?
Aldo.
Is he buying it? Hey, I'm trying to be nice and reasonable, Lance. Come on now.
Wow.
Come on now. I ain't saying you got to buy me Jimmy Choo's or Christian Von Furstenberg, if I'm saying that right, Mrs. Vanderpump, because she the only bitch I know that wear them bitches every day and them like $10,000 a pair. No, I ain't saying you got to buy me that. But at least take me to Aldo. She can't do Baker's. I mean, hell, I can go to Baker's by myself, but at least take me to Aldo. Come on now. Sometimes they be having that 2-for-1. Y'all know, but you could get some nice shoes there. But if he's strolling in the mall with a baby, I mean, that's going to cut you down. How you going to, what's that lead for me?
Well, you know, a lot of women think, well, if he's walking with his baby, when I have one with him, he'll do the same thing and I'll be connected. It gives the women that think that, well, if I have a baby with him, I have a chance to stand with him, I guess. Those who think that way.
Yeah, they're the women that think stupid. See, See, I just gave y'all the game and the rundown. A lot of times, a nigga take care of one baby and then get you pregnant, bitch, and don't even claim and acknowledge that motherfucker. I can line up 10 bitches right now on this phone call, and we can tell you the same tale. I can tell you my story if you think I'm lying. So a nigga, he'll claim that one baby with that girl that he's living with and then act like he don't even know you or your baby. So, hi.
So that baby tactic stuff goes right out the window then, huh?
That go right out the window. I don't know what girls you talking about.
So like,
how many babies do you have?
Who, me?
Yeah, how many babies you got in the stroller? I'm trying to just
Just in general, you mean? Like, okay.
Yeah, in general. How many babies you got in the stroller?
Oh, you mean that stereotypical guy? Are you talking about me? No, I don't have any in the stroller.
Not you. A stereotypical guy.
Well, just say one or say, you know, they're always looking. And see, some women say, well, look at the baby. You make nice babies. You see what I mean?
No.
You got that dynamic going on. So, you know, different. It depends on a woman, too, because what point in this life she's at right now. You know what I mean? She might be looking to have kids, maybe not. But that's always something that affects them in a way. Up front, it's always wholesome. But in the back of their mind, I'm going to give him some pussy and he's going to give me a baby just like that too. They watch them babies now. You can be a pretty dude. And I don't mean pretty like I'm saying he's pretty, but I'm just using the figure of speech. You can be a pretty dude, make some ugly babies. They ain't going to pay you no mind. They ain't going to spring no ugly baby up inside me.
You know what? I do know girls who look at that. But they look at, like, see, people look at your baby picture and be like, oh,
we can have a baby
that looks. I'm sure you might have got hit on after that.
Oh, the baby picture? Oh, my God. Yeah. You're not lying.
What happened?
I'm not going to put people's names out there, but I had a couple of lesbians. Hey, you know, I don't get down like that, but you know, I do want to have a child before I get too old. I'm talking about straight up butches, you know? It's like, hey, we ain't got no money for no artificial thing. Anybody got to know you ain't got. What? Are you serious?
What you say?
I said, what? Are you serious?
You said what? Listen. That's what you said, what?
I had a white couple. You know, hey, we follow your post every now and then, but, you know, we're having problem conceiving. And, you know, so I'm like, oh, my God. I don't mind you and my wife. I'm like, oh, that's what it really was. Okay. Trust me. Look. On this side of the dashboard, on this side of the coin, on this side of the stage, you don't know Jazzy. You about to get hit with it, too. You getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm not saying I'm bigger or anything like that, but I've been at this thing for a long time, so there's a trust
there. Oh, I do know. I can tell by how your hoes come to me, so I know.
Oh my God. Tell me something. I mean, tell me something. Don't mention no names, but I mean, they do what now? My hoes?
Yeah.
I have hoes?
Your hoes come to me.
I have hoes?
You got hoes, baby. You got hoes.
I didn't know I was pimping like that.
You got hoes.
Uh-oh.
No, you got them like that because they come to me. Now, they try to act like they something different. But
they
come to me and they want me as if I'm your secretary, like I'm your fucking personal assistant and shit. Could you tell Lance? Could you have Lance call me? Could you tell him this? Could you tell him that? No, bitch, because one, Lance is a grown ass man. Okay, if he not responding to your raggedy ass, what makes you think he gonna respond to me? Like, who the fuck am I to just like? I got a Lance magic stick or some shit. Like, I got a Lance magic wand, and it's just going to turn into everything you want. If that's the case, bitch, I need you. Could you tell Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike that I've been loving them since 1985, and I need all five of them to get back together so that I can have this wonderful, what would that be? That wouldn't be a menage a trois. What would it be, Lance? Because it's five of them.
Oh, God, that's a straight gangbang. That's a Bukkake party.
Right, I want this gangbang. Could you tell them that? I mean, come on, work that out for me, bitch, and I'll work this out for you.
You can throw a facial in there also. You know, that's
the point. He'll take one for the team, then you land. So I can get Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. Didn't you say that?
Well, you said you go, yeah, do your thing. Hey, if that's what you want, you know, hey, dig in.
So you go. See that whole Lance said he'd take one for the team, right?
Wait, what you mean? That don't sound right. Like, I'll take one for the team. Like, what am I doing?
You're gonna meet and greet all your hoes so that I can have Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
Oh, I'll meet and greet them. And Ralph. I mean, that's what it's all about. You know, you got to be fair out here. You know, people like you. You got to meet them, and you know.
He said you got to be fair.
Yeah, it's a good thing. You got to be fair, but you got to know. You have to have an escape route too. You have to know how to get out of there. You got to be slippery. Okay. You got to be like Floyd Mayweather.
Some of these tall lands, you don't know how. Ain't no escaping them.
Yeah, of course. Look, cyberspace makes people think that the cyber connection is something that is a physical thing that they can corner you. Can't do it. You just hang up.
And they know you.
Well, no, get off of social media. Hang up the phone. Don't answer it. Don't just stay off of it. So every few weekends I do that. I just leave social media. Don't post. Don't look at it. Don't give them a phone. Just walk. Go up on the Himalaya mountains and play some, meditate and play that. And don't come back. You know what I mean?
I want to shout out a couple people, man.
Sure. Do your thing.
I thought that was a good idea. Lila, Catherine. Hi, baby.
Yeah, Lila. She's a sweetheart.
Pretty thing. She is really beautiful. I want to shout you out, sweetheart. I love you. You always give love. And I want to give love back. Okay, well, I'm doing my little shout-outs right now because you people give me love, so I want to give love back. Mason Storm 09, hi, Daddy. Yes, Daddy, I love you. I love you right back. Keep watching, keep listening, spread the word. Covenant Man, Covinaman. Hi, Daddy. Yes, even if you love me or hate me, some love me, some hate me, but they all going to respect Jazzilla. But spread the word, keep watching, I love you. Mwah. Remy L. Hi, beautiful queen. Yes, you are. Beautiful queen that you are. Keep watching. And we are going to do that podcast. It's really, I'm having technical difficulties, mama. I mean, I am computer illiterate. I'm a dumb. So stay tuned. Keep watching. She has a YouTube page, Remy L-E-L. So, you know, check her out. I love you, Remy, which are beautiful. So she's very, very beautiful. And for those of you brothers who like, you know, you don't want the weave and all that, she got her real hat. She ain't no hat-hatted hooligan. So tune in and see what she's talking about. Wesley Moore, you don't show me love. You show me hate on every occasion, talking about Snooki and I'm this and I'm that. And but you know what? Hate is love. Hate is love. It's all good because you know what? Either way, you're watching. That's all I need you to do. And summons up your hater friends for me and get all your hater crew to continue to watch, okay? Because I welcome it. I really do. I welcome the hate. I mean, you can't have love all the time. Sometimes, I mean, I need to debate and I need people who have a different point of view. Because I myself am an objective hater, and I don't want to make people too comfortable because that's just not what I am. That's not my thing. So, yes, everybody out there, y'all keep paying attention, keep listening. I'm going to give love no matter what. Come with the hate. Whatever you got, bring it. I'm ready for it. My mama didn't raise no punk. So, you know, stay tuned. My white bitch appreciation day is coming up. If anybody has any white women that they would like to give for white bitch appreciation day, I welcome it because, you know, these white bitches need to be appreciated. Yes, indeed. I'm sick of these niggas thinking that every black bitch we hating, we mad because these white bitches is with y'all. No, we not mad. I'm glad. If they anything like me, we glad. We celebrating. And we going to celebrate these white bitches for taking you sorry $2-ass, nothing-ass niggas off our hands. So we don't have to go through the bullshit. Let them have you. Yes, indeed. So we going to shout these white women out, and we going to have white bitch appreciation day. She's my sister, and I love her like myself. She's my sister, and I love her like no one else. Yes, white bitch, you are appreciated. Like sisters, yes. And, Miss Jazzy, I'm looking for love. I need love, okay? So if anybody got any suggestions, send them to me. Send them my way. Send me a thug. I need a goon. Send me a goon. Find them. They probably on Snapchat right now, holding up Uzis, a machine gun. talking about all the weed they sell, preferably a rapper from the north side of Atlanta. He's probably 25 and under, and he chocolate. And yes, he didn't have his father. You know, he didn't have his father. The kind of men I like, they don't, they father not there. Some of them didn't even have their mother or their father. So send these men right on my way. Yes, indeed. And he looked like he just, all he can do is fuck me all night. But he do got money because he holding up his money in all his videos. Send him to me. Yes, indeed. Tell him Jazilla looking for love. She can cook. She clean. You know, she about that life. She about her own money. She paid a pimp at once upon a time, and she sucked dick with no hands, okay? Woo! So tell him I'm about that life, right? Send him my way. Chris Rock, somebody tweet him. Tell him how much I love him. Yes, indeed, because he's funny. See, I got a thing for funny men. So tweet him. Tell him how much I love him, okay? I need a stepdaddy for my children. Okay, y'all, help a bitch out. I'm on a stepdaddy for my children mission. Okay, now, for those of y'all out there listening, go tweet Bookie Music, B-O-O-K-I-E underscore music, M-U-S-I-C, and tell his stupid motherfucking ass to call into the Landscurve Show. Tell his story. You know, y'all want to hear his side, whatever. Whatever lie he got to tell, you know, they'd be interesting. And tell him Jazzy still loves him, so. You know, tweet that stupid nigga, but he is very fine. Yes, he is. He is a cutie pie. But tweet him, you know, tell him call on in. We let Snooki call in, and honey, let me tell you something. It don't get no worse than that. It don't get no worse than listening to that opinion or his point of view when he really don't have none. I mean, this nigga right here, Lord have mercy. I still listen to that show, Lance. Mm-hmm. Are you here?
I'm right here with you, baby.
I still listen to that show in disbelief. Like, I can't believe this motherfucker sat up here and said the shit that he said. I can't believe it. But I still listen. I do. So, you know, I look forward to my white bitch appreciation show. I already got a couple white bitches in mind. One of them says she'll do the show with me. So I'm kind of looking forward to that right there.
Bring them on.
To that right there. Because it's in Arizona, you know, everybody, it's like nobody's with their race, which is nothing wrong with that. You find love wherever you find it. But these white bitches embrace shitty-ass niggas down here. Vice versa, because shitty-ass niggas embrace fat, low-life, meth-head-ass white bitches down here. Only people left out is hard-working black bitches. If you a hard-working black bitch and you about that life, don't you bring your ass to Arizona. You know you don't. You ride right on past it and go to California somewhere. Don't you stop in Arizona because you're going to be scratching your head, baby. You're going to be scratching your motherfucking head like, what the fuck is going on? I'm about that life. I done got in shape. I'm working 2-3 jobs, and I can't get, baby, you won't even get fucked down here. You won't even get fucked. Trust and believe, you won't let child, don't nobody want you. You don't have no EBT card, forget it. Forget it. If you don't have no EBT card, you don't, mark my words, don't nobody want you. Don't nobody want you. These bitches got 9-10 kids, and they the ones getting chose down here. And I'm sorry, Janelle ain't about that life. I don't give a fuck who getting choked. I never get dick again. If you telling me that I got to have some more babies or go begging, scrunching on my motherfucking knees just to get your approval, bitch, bye. I don't want you. I don't want that type of dick. No, I don't. I don't want another baby, and I don't want to have to depend on government assistance of any kind. I can see if you need help, you know, for the time being. But to just live off of it just so you can be happy with my EBT card, nigga, suck my pussy on the 28th of this month, okay? And suck it good when it's all bloody and fresh, please. I need you to choke
You might
on
get
it,
some guys. Offers on that. Trust me.
Uh-huh.
You might get some offers on that.
Oh, what? You know what, Lance? I have had that happen to me while I was on the 28th of this month. Mm-hmm. I have had that happen.
Blow it up.
And they knew that. They knew that. They knew that it was going down.
And they found themselves going down.
I had a woman do it and a guy.
Equal opportunity.
Really
I'm not laughing at you. I know. It's got to be true.
It really happened.
Wow.
Have you ever did that?
Did what?
That.
That? Like specifically what?
Well, I'm trying because my baby's is Nate is right. Oh. have you ever had oral sex while a woman was?
Done a little bit of everything in this lifetime. My odometer has gone around the clock, and I'm not around the clock, around and started back at zero again. So that's why it's back at zero. You know, when an odometer on a car is tampered with, and you really can't remember how many miles it's on it, but you can look and see, well, there's a dent there, there's a ding there, there's a little wear and tear there. So that car has been around, but the odometer doesn't reveal that. So, you know, I can't recall many things, but I do know I've traveled many roads, and I've traveled most roads, and there's much of things that are out there that I have. I've fought every type of opponent out there, sweetheart. I'm the greatest of all times.
Woo! She put her on the hip and her nose on her thigh. Oh, shit, Blanche, you got me wanting the yin-yang twerk. That's dope. And I know them on Woo, Lance, I didn't know you had it in you. Look at you.
You like the way I answered that, right? I answered it without answering it.
I did. That was dope. That was like, yeah, I loved it. That was gangster. That was hard right there, Lance.
Like I said, it's hard to corner me, but I will give an answer. I will deliver. Trust me.
That was hard. Okay, I want a man like Lance. Could y'all send somebody to just like that my way, please?
What a compliment that Jazzilla would give me.
That was hard. I love it. amazing.
It's the art of communication.
Ooh, God is truly amazing. Ooh, that done gave me the Holy Ghost.
The horny ghost.
Did Chris Rock call, Lance? You ain't checking the phone now.
Yeah, I got to check the phone, make sure, you know, because if he called, you know, it's on, because I got to, you know, bring him over there directly to you.
Y'all tweet Chris Rock, okay? Tell him I love him. Not Tony Rock. I don't want his baby brother, okay? I want the nigga that just did the Oscars, him. Tweet him and tell him I love him. And it's time for me and him to get married and have a baby, okay? Because I hear that him and his wife, that's another one. He a nigga, too. He just a nigga. He a fancy nigga, but he just a nigga. He just a nigga. He done been married trying to fool us, but he just a nigga. Samuel L. Jackson, too. I don't even think he fancy, though. He just a nigga, huh?
Well, he's as basic as they get, but he's a durable one.
His wife don't seem like she buying it.
It's like every week he has a new movie. You look on the TV, it's another commercial. You look on the billboard, he's staring at you.
Yeah, that dude ain't no joke.
Yeah,
that dude ain't no joke.
For real. I looked at a roll of toilet paper. His face was on it. I was like, where is this guy not? He's making up for them years when he was a crackhead.
Ain't that some shit? Yeah. A crackhead that's just, oh, man, he on top, too.
No, but see, you know what it is? You see, you know, he learned how to activate that crackhead gland that we all have. We all have it. It just has to be activated. It's just sad that it's only activated once a person is addicted to crack. We start thinking of all these different ways of making money. You see shopping carts with two stories worth of metal on it and all different people walking on the street at night with dashboards of cars and whatnot. All type of stuff. Dudes trying to sell you VCRs in 2016 and selling them. You know, so, you know, why do we have to smoke crack, which I've never done. I don't do drugs, but, you know, more power to those who do. But why do we have
nothing?
To? Say it again.
You never done nothing, Lance?
Never done nothing.
You missed cocaine when it was at its best?
I missed it, and I don't miss it. but look at me at a month shy of 53 years old, okay? People look at me, even today, this dude, hey, man, you sniffed up? I'm like, nah. He's like, man, you always hype when I see you. Then I come home, and I do this stuff all night. Then I get up and I work, and I work a whole week. And then the weekends, I work even more. Then I work another job. Hey, I don't need it. Do I need
it?
I'm naturally cracked up. I can outdo a crackhead. I'm telling you. I can.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, watch me this week. I set up a new schedule on how to get stuff done even more so there's no wasted time. You know, I check my tweets, phone in one hand, something else in the other when I'm in the bathroom, right? You got to be efficient.
That's amazing.
juggle
well,
time.
I need you to help me do that. I need you to help because I just be all off. It's like I do one task and I'm like, you know what? Fuck this shit. I need to sit down. That's what the fuck I need to do. I'm doing. What I need is to be rich so I can have a personal assistant around this bitch. I can't. I don't want to do nothing but look beautiful and lay on the beach and be skinny and have plastic surgery and wear fucking expensive shoes and pretty ass hair weave. That's what the fuck I want to do.
Well,
and
see,
get fucked
see,
all
see,
night.
But
I want to get fucked
that,
all night.
Well, see, you will get that. You will think that and project it out to the universe, and it will happen. I mean, I'm already formulating my reality for the rest of this year, and I'm formulating my reality for next year. This is how I said, look at the trajectory. This is not by chance. These are laws of the universe. When you think it, meditate it, and really, really believe it, it will happen. I know that. That's why I'm laughing all the way. See? Look at it. Trust me. Follow me. Trust me, and I will never lead you wrong, sweetheart, because I'm doing the damn
amazing
thing.
Amazing. Y'all treat Idris Elba too, okay? Because I hear he puts it down. So tweet him, okay?
Gotcha. Whatever Jazzy
Everybody
says, I do.
Talk about him naked, and they said his song is, like, amazing.
See, we
did you see that picture of him naked?
Well, I'm not too much into looking at pictures of dudes naked, but That was a homo test, and I passed it with flying colors. No,
you sure did. You sure did.
I got the cutoff switch. It's like, even if I run across a picture, it's like, okay, I don't see it. You know, it's like if some homo gave me a pill to knock me out to try to get me, I got auto clench. You ain't getting anus is
you
like
a
auto clench. A lot of these dudes right around here don't have the auto clench feature. I don't know about them.
LanceCucu. Did I spell your name right?
Oh, you got it. Actually, it's
I didn't spell. I spelled it wrong.
It's Lancelot.
Until the next time.
Sing it, baby.
Until the next time. Until the next time, me and Lance come back and do our white bitch appreciation show. We love y'all.
Yes.
We love y'all. And I'm coming to Florida soon. So I'm going to be live in living color. I can't wait to get there, Lance. I'm on my way.
We're counting down
but,
the days.
But we got to find out where the drug man at because I'm going back in. Because they got good drugs in Florida. So I need that cocaine. I already got my Jamaican friends lined up.
Well, you know what? There's a lot of reasons why people come to Central Florida. And it's not just for Mickey Mouse. So whatever you seek, you shall find.
So is y'all not going to let me come over because I want to get high?
No. You can come over. I mean, certain activities.
Trust me, that'll make better TV. Oh, you ain't live, Lance. You ain't live now. You ain't live until you seen a bitch on TV wired up.
Well, I'm just saying. It's like, okay, say, for example, we don't eat meat here, but you can eat meat.
Other kind of meat.
I'm trying to say it a different way without saying that I'm saying. If you want to eat meat, you can eat meat where they have meat and then come on, meat it up, and then still do your thing. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Because, you know,
I don't want to eat meat, but I want to eat meat.
Trust me. You got yards of that out here. You got fans out here who are willing to supply all your meat cravings.
I know. They've been hitting me on Snapchat and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody down in Florida, all my Jamaican them. Yes. My head shunned them. Miss see ya. Miss Jazzy see ya. Yes, she do. Let's say Le Bon Temple. Let's go.
On the wrap up, lay it down for us. Talk to us.
Well, this is about love, so I'm going to wrap it up with a simple, I love you. I love all y'all. I do. I love y'all. I love y'all. I can't wait to get to Florida so somebody can play with my pussy and stick their tongue in the pussy. You know, I just can't wait because I love y'all and I want to tell somebody I love them while my wings is wrapped around them. And I just want to tell them I love them. That's what I want to do. That's love to me. I don't know what love is to y'all, but that's what the fuck it is to me. Make me cry. Make me cry. That's what love is.
Make sure to check out the boldest blog at landscurve.com and follow Scurve on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube under Lance Scurve.